out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 1st of November 2019. You're listening to me, Sam Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another week and it's time for that Friday feeling. We've got people driving home from work in Britain. We've got people listening in their lunch hour in America because we have with us today the one and only Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
All right, the one, the only. That's right. The man, the legend, Grandpa Lampshade.
There's only one of them.
I'm feeling it, Sven. I'm feeling this feel about technological advancement this week. I'm thinking about great strides we've made over the decades in technological advancement and computing. You know, you think about it, just a small calculator now. You know, just several decades ago, it was a huge supercomputer to do what you can do on these little phones and stuff now. And then, of course, the internet and you think of the revolutionary nature of the internet and then everybody having home computers and laptops that can do things that were never even fathomable like when I was a kid now. And now they're working on advancements in artificial intelligence. But this week, we're going to be talking, I believe, about a technological advancement that really makes all of these other things pale in comparison.
They certainly do. They certainly do. I mean, this is one step beyond here for Apple, basically, are the ones leading the charge here. Apple fight period stigma with new race mixing, gender neutral, disabled emojis or emoji. I'm not quite sure which is the correct way to pronounce that. Apple has released new emojis featuring gender neutral characters and people with disabilities as part of its latest iOS software. I mean, why on earth would they do that? Do they want to remind people that they're disabled? Do they want people that are maimed to remember that they are maimed and use these emojis? What is the point of having disabilities as emojis? I mean, is it to be used as a threat? Like, I'm going to do this to you, and you show a picture of somebody with an arm missing. What is the point of this? I don't really understand it. Gender neutral characters, aren't they all gender neutral? I mean, you've got a smiley face there. Isn't that gender neutral enough? I am confused by this, Grandpa.
Well, you have to think of the feel, though. I mean, think of the feel. For instance, think how the blind person is going to feel when they see this emoji of a blind of a blind person. I mean, you have to think of these feels, Sven. Yeah, gender neutral characters. We're not going to get emojis yet where the little figure, because we've moved beyond smiley faces. You know, you're like me. You think of these emojis and you just think of like the little smiley face, or maybe you get really advanced and you have like the smiley face drinking a mug of beer or something. But we've moved way beyond that. We got like little people figures now and blind people and gender neutral, multi-ethnic, basically Black Barbie in a wheelchair. You remember Black Barbie in a wheelchair? She's an emoji now. Emoji now. So I think this is also is a very hopeful thing, because we could be looking at things to come, because if now we're going to have gender neutral characters, maybe we're actually going to have like characters, emojis in the future where like there's the emoji, the penis emoji. Maybe we're going to have actually the opposite to where they're not gender neutral, you know, or maybe we'll have one that has a penis and breasts. The possibilities are amazing. I was hoping, I don't have an iPhone, but if I did, you know, I would be hoping for something like, I don't know, a grabbler. Can't we get a grabbler emoji? Can we get a honkler, a groiper emoji maybe? But no, we don't get any of that. But I mean, you know, hey, gender neutral black Barbie in a wheelchair. That's, you know, that's like the leftist version, I suppose.
I should imagine that the blind person, when they see the guide dog emoji, I should imagine they'll be feeling similar to the deaf person when they hear that Oxford University has just banned applause and they're just going to wave their hands instead. One person's equality is another person's inequality. And I do seem to remember that they actually have a turd emoji over there in India to remind them to use the toilet rather than shitting in the street. Well, users will also now be able to select the ethnicity of each character in the holding hands emoji. So what's that basically saying? That is saying that people that use these will now be able to show their love for miscegenation. They will be able to show their support for the genocide of entire ethnicities through miscegenation. Genetically modified genocide of people is what people will be showing their support for with this. This is the point of this. They want to promote miscegenation. They want to promote race mixing. That's the only reason why you can select the ethnicity of each character, because they don't want to promote people breeding within their race. They want to mix it all up, which of course ends up wiping out white people. I mean, that is the only reason for allowing the people to change the ethnicity of each character in this, I think.
Well, this is just the absolute absurdity of clown world. We're living in a society. Think about this. Just think about a big picture of this. We're living in a society that is undergoing collapse. I mean, the NPCs, you know, they don't want to see it. They just keep going through their little worker ant drone lives day to day. But for anybody that's willing to step back and take any kind of big picture look at things, I mean, it's undeniable that we are living in the midst of societal collapse. If there's anybody left in 100 years that's intelligent enough to write history, people will read it and they just won't believe that things are this absurd, that people were living in a society that is obviously going through a fundamental shift, a fundamental implosion of what it is, and they're sitting around navel-gazing about multi-ethnic emojis. It will be unbelievable. If there's anybody left, we could wind up societal collapse to the point that we're basically back to, we'd probably be lucky to be back to Old West standards. We might be back to caveman standards. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that we are in a societal collapse. This is a historical moment, not a pleasant one, but it's a historical turning point, because it's not just the U.S. and we're talking about the entire West is in the process of imploding on itself. Anybody with an eye to see it, I mean, you can see it. You don't have, this isn't conspiracy stuff. All you got to do is just look around. The nation is tearing itself apart. The culture has been corrupted and subverted to the point that it's eating itself. Hey, this is like societal age, you know, where a person's immune system just starts attacking itself. Our culture, our society is eating itself from the inside out. I mean, nobody's sitting around having a conversation about, okay, how do we forget stopping it? It's not going to stop. How do we build something afterwards? What are we going to do? Maybe we could like control it. You know, like if you have a building that's dilapidated and fixing to fall down on stuff, you know, they'll do a controlled implosion where they blow it up on purpose so it doesn't fall over and kill anybody. You know, nobody's talking about how could we somehow like manage this collapse to where it's at least not as impactful as it's going to be. And instead, we're sitting around as a society navel gazing about holding hand emojis. This is where we're at. It's somehow fitting, but yet at the same time, completely and utterly mind-blowingly absurd.
Well, if coal-burning jungle fever emojis weren't quite progressive enough for you, they've even gone one step further, and we now have a drop of blood designed to represent menstruation, which has been introduced following a campaign to fight period stigma. Period stigma. I mean, what the hell is period stigma? All women have periods. I mean, there was a time when women didn't have to work when they had a period. Women didn't have to deal with anything. They didn't have to deal with men. They didn't have to deal with having to do the cleaning, having to cook the dinner. They didn't have to do anything at all. They could go and sit in a hut on stilts with other women, basically, and not have to put up with anything for the time when they were menstruating, and then they could come back out and lead a happy life, and they never had to have any bother at all. Now, they're expected to work all the time, and everybody else is expected to put up with it when they get the bad moods and everything else that is associated with this. And now they're saying somehow that they are feeling something called period stigma, in which case they need to, I don't know, just thrust periods and sanitary tampons and sanitary towels and everything else in everybody else's face all the time. I mean, you can't watch the television for more than an hour without sanitary products being advertised to you. There's no stigma to this. I mean, they're throwing it in everybody's faces all the time. And they used to be, I think they used to be a lot happier when they could just go off to their own space, their own women's space, while this was actually happening. That's what they used to do in the past, you know, Grandpa.
Well, I've always had the idea that they should have a safe house for men.
Yeah.
Especially married, namely married men. You should have a safe house. And when it's that time, you know, you just go hang out with your bros at the safe house and have a few drinks, or, you know, whatever you like to do, play table tennis. I don't know. And just, you know, stay away from all that. But you ever been posting on your smartphone and you want to punctuate a bold political statement or a mind-blowing concept, and you're trying to think of the perfect emoji, and the perfect emoji would be a menstrual blood emoji, and it just wasn't there. But now those days are over. Now you will have the opportunity to have a menstrual blood emoji. This is real and true progress. As far as period stigma, the only thing I can come up with is, like, say you're at a public place or you're at work and you go into the gender neutral unisex bathroom and you happen to look over in the trash can and see like an old nasty bloody tampon or something, and that urge you have to vomit. You see, this is going to fight that, because you'll have that urge to vomit, but then you'll look at your smartphone and you'll see the menstrual blood emoji, and you'll be like, there's no way. I do not have that urge to throw up. Now I understand. I am more accepting. I am more tolerant.
That's the same logic that they have there with the gay pride, isn't it? You know, bugger each other in the street, wave the dildos around, and that will cause people to become more accepting of homosexuality. So I think you may have the point there, Grandpa, that's the aim behind this. I think most of the people that actually see this, they won't even realize that it's anything to do with menstrual blood. They'll probably think it's something else. Again, it'll probably get used as some kind of a threat, like we're going to cut you, you know, and here's some blood to show that in an emoji style, the same as the disabled bits will get used as threats to maim people. With the new designs are part of more than 350 emoji approved earlier this year, which have now been released to Apple users as part of the iOS 13.2 update. What on earth do you need 350 emojis for? I mean, surely a smiley is enough, isn't it? Do you use these things, Grandpa? I mean, I'm not too good with them. I know some people do, and they can be quite funny, but 350 of them? Don't you need some kind of instructions on how to use them and what they actually mean? I mean, half of them, I don't have a clue what they actually mean when you look at them.
Yeah, I mean, how do you even go through 350? I mean, there's sometimes you get a point, you got too many choices, you know? You're sitting there, I don't use these things. My phone is like it's just barely a step above a flip phone. If I could still have, back in the day, when cell phones first came out, we had those Motorola, those big-ass Motorola bag phones, you know, that you had to like sit in the floor, the floor of your pickup or your car, you know, had the big antenna, but the things would pick up anything. Yeah, I miss those. I would have one of those if I could, but I can't even have a flip phone. I've got what technically counts as a smartphone, but it's so cheap and it's so shitty. You can't really hardly like do anything with it except text and make calls, which is fine with me because all I do is text and make calls with my phone. But can you imagine trying to go through like, okay, I want to use an emoji here. Let me go through my assortment of 350 emojis here to pick the right one. It would take longer than whatever irrelevant crap you had to say. I had to laugh too, as this is part of Apple's latest update. I'm sitting here thinking, yes, it's the Apple updates. If you've ever known anybody that has one of their phones, their updates are kind of like when Skype updates or when Microsoft sends an update. It makes it worse. You know, and they've actually been caught like doing updates that purposely make people's phones like behave worse to try to force them to buy the newer phone. So this too is kind of it's kind of relevant, and so it's kind of a good reflection. You know, here's your latest update. Now it's going to make your phone crash so that it forces you to buy our new $1,200 whatever they cost now, $1,200 iPhone. And your old phone won't work anymore. But on the flip side, if you can get it to work, you're going to have 350 emojis, including, you know, blind emoji, crippled emoji, and of course, the pinnacle of progress, menstrual blood emoji. And I have to admit, the first time I saw the shit emoji, you were talking about the turd emoji, I thought it was like a Hershey kiss or something. I saw that and I was like, why is there a Hershey kiss emoji? This is about chocolate or something. And I realized it's like a turd emoji. And I, at that time, I thought, wow, we've really progressed now. You know, we really have a high moral standard in our society. Now we have turd emojis, but alas, once again, we have surpassed that now with menstrual blood emoji.
Yeah, you know, you could compose an entire text in the amount of time it would take you to go through these 350 emoji, trying to find the one that you wanted to use. Well, many of the character-based emoji now also include a gender-neutral option alongside a male or female version. And you really, you know, there's no real difference between them. It just looks like a child, basically, the so-called gender-neutral option. Again, I think you'll get a lot of people using it by mistake and being very embarrassed when they find out that actually what they sent was supposed to be some kind of transsexual creature. And again, when you think that they only make up like 0.000 of a percent of the population is actually gender neutral, is just pushing this on people and pushing this minority opinion and minority ideas onto the majority. It's just embarrassing. Icons showing hearing aids, wheelchairs, prosthetic limbs, and guide dogs are among the latest set of emoji from the Unicode Consortium, the body which maintains and regulates the library of characters. Guide dogs, prosthetic limbs, hearing aids. I mean, what is somebody with a hearing aid doing with a phone in the first place?
Well, I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking, I wonder what working at the Unicode Consortium pays. Because obviously somebody gets paid. What's your job? I work at the Unicode Consortium, where we manage we regulate and manage the library of emojis. Now there's a job. I want to know what it pays. I could guarantee it pays more than dissident right podcasting. So I'm, you know, I might should apply. I don't know. Guide dogs, prosthetic limbs. So, you know, I mean, whoa. Okay. So a fake leg. You know, fake leg is, how would you even like punctuate a sentence with a fake leg? I don't even know how you would use that. Like you said, maybe somebody using it as a threat. I don't know. A captain hook, you know, maybe like a captain's hook. Cause like if I lost a hand, I would totally have a hook. I wouldn't even have like one of these fake hands. Like people go the other day, they didn't want nobody to know. I want everybody to know. I'm putting an old time, I'm putting a pirate hook on that bad boy. Yes. I don't know. Yeah, at some point, I think you drive yourself insane if you try to make sense of Clown World's fan.
Well, this Unicode Consortium, they actually have an encyclopedia of emojis. They have a whole website, Emojipedia, which is part of the Unicode Consortium, and details icons found in updates, posted images online of the new gender-neutral emoji choices. Last year, Apple said it wanted to improve the representation of those with disabilities, submitting a number of designs to Unicode after consulting a number of campaigns and charities on the issue. I mean, this, you know, why would somebody who is disabled wish to be reminded of their disability? Why would they wish to be defined by it? Why would they wish to use that in a text? I think most people who are disabled don't like the fact that they are disabled. They put up with it, but they wish they weren't. They don't want to be defined by that. They want to be defined by their abilities, not by their disabilities. You know, I don't understand where they get this idea from that people want to see people that look like them. It's the same that you get with, you know, with Negroes as well. They always say, oh, well, I want to see somebody that looks like me in the film. You know, I've never thought I want to see somebody that looks like me in a film or I can't enjoy it. This film isn't made for me because it doesn't have anybody that looks like me in it. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. For films and things like that, they're fantasies. And yet we have this idea that people automatically need to see people that look like them everywhere. I don't think people that are hideously disabled do want to see people that look hideously disabled on the television. I don't think people do want to see weather forecasters with an arm missing or newsreaders that look like they've had a concrete block fall on their head. And these are two real instances. It must be horrific for young children to see somebody with an arm missing trying to do children's television. And it's not nice looking at someone with a distorted, damaged face. I mean, you feel sorry for them, but you don't want to be looking at them on the television. And I think the last thing somebody who has a disability like that wants to see is somebody that looks like that on the television. I mean, that's just going to depress you. I thought I was the only one that had this terrible thing happen to me. But look, there's loads of other people as well. What a horrible world we live in. You know, I think they've got this all back to front, Grandpa.
Oh, just imagine, you know, being somebody that, say, you had to have a prosthetic limb or you suffer from one of these disabilities. We're making fun of this. We're not making fun of people, by the way, that have these things. I mean, it's no fault of your own if you're in an accident and lose an arm. We're not belittling people or anything such as that. But imagine being, say, you know, you have to have a prosthetic arm or leg or something. And reading this story, I honestly, for me, it would piss me off. And let me tell you why. Because you'd be sitting here thinking, this is money, this is effort that could have been put into developing a better prosthetic leg, a more realistic arm. And instead it was used to what? Make emojis representing the crappy fake arms they have now? This is supposed to be progress. It's all about feels. They could have spent this money on coming up with, say, better hearing aid technology or perhaps even reconstructive surgery that can restore somebody who's born deaf. But we're not going to put money, we're not going to put effort into that. We're putting effort into emojis. This is what we're doing. And once again, you look at these things in the context of Clown World. You know, we've got an encyclopedia of emojis in a society that has no understanding of the concept of fractional reserve banking, for instance, which literally is what their entire economy is based on. People get frustrated. You talk to normies and you try to explain this stuff to them about how usury system is, it's like a Ponzi scheme. It has to collapse. It can only go so far. And thus you're seeing the results of this. And people, hey, look at you, put up my poop emoji. They don't grasp because they don't even understand the concepts like fractional reserve banking. The fact that the Federal Reserve and these central banks are not run by the government, they're run and owned by the banks. So thus your economy is run and owned by the bank. People don't understand any of these concepts. And there's, of course, obviously there's an effort to make sure they don't learn about it because that's bad for those who rule over our society. But you do get an encyclopedia, website encyclopedia of what emojis you can use. You know, this is the breathtaking foolishness, the utter foolishness of this society, of the people in this society. You know, they actually care about this shit. They don't care about what, who runs their country, or how these systems work, and why these systems are failing them or appear to be failing them, when in fact these systems are actually just doing what they're designed. They don't care about any of that. They don't want to know about any of that. They want their encyclopedia poop emojis or disabled emojis or menstrual blood emojis. This is what fascinates them. This is what as a society, the people sit around and navel gaze and stare at, you know, this is what is supposed to captivate us. And we think that these other societies, the people, the media, they have the nerve to mock and laugh other societies, like China or Russia, for instance, or even Iran. They mock these other countries in the Middle East. And I'm no big fan of Middle Easterners, but they sit here and mock these Middle Eastern countries. And yet, here we are living in a society where we have an encyclopedia of things for things such as menstrual blood emojis. Or do we really have any room to sit around and mock anybody else? We become a complete laughingstock. We are like the joke line of history, except when you're living through it, it's really not that funny.
I think it's all about their own consciences, really. It's about these developers and these directors, and they want the virtue signals, so they'll put out these disabled emojis and prosthetic limb emojis, and they think that will silence their conscience. But it's not to please people who are disabled. It's not to please, you know, people who are gender neutral. It's just all about the directors of these companies, I think. In response to the introduction of the icons, Plan International UK's chief executive, Rose Caldwell. What are they doing talking to Plan International? Plan International is this feminist company that hates men, that basically tries to drill feminism into young girls in the third world, basically. It messes up the third world, messes up these girls thinking that, you know, that they're the same as men, and they go out and then they get raped by the men in their tribe, basically. It just causes problems. But so they're talking to Plan International, who say, "We are thrilled to see the arrival of this long awaited blood drop emoji. They've been waiting in suspense all this time to see this blood drop emoji, which signals a real breakthrough in the fight against period stigma. Girls, women, and other menstruators told us this emoji would help them talk more freely about their periods, which is why we campaigned so hard to make it a reality." Other menstruators? Girls, women, and other menstruators? What do they mean? Female dogs or female sheep or other female mammals. Unfortunately, I think what they mean here is women that have cut their hair off short and bound their breasts with rope and are trying to convince people that they are actually men. But of course, they will still menstruate because they are actually still women. Continuing, "But this is only one part of the solution. We know that girls around the world are being held back because of their periods. Whether that's the 1 in 5 girls here in the UK who are bullied and teased, girls in Zimbabwe who have dropped out of school because the recent cyclone destroyed their period-friendly toilets, or those living in refugee camps in Bangladesh who can't access period products since fleeing their homes." I mean, is this really what is important to them? Period-friendly toilets in Zimbabwe, period products in Bangladesh because girls have fled their homes and can't afford to buy these products. I mean, how can they expect to be taken seriously with this? I mean, to go back to what I was saying before, you know, women used to be able to go to their own safe space when they had their period before feminism, and now they can't. Now they're expected to work, and now apparently we have this period stigma, and all these women are being held back by their periods, Grandpa.
Well, I have to admit, I'm still stuck back there at other menstruators. I'm trying to figure that out. And the closest thing I could come up with is if you're going to redefine it now, like say you have say you have a really bad hemorrhoid and you know that bad boy goes south, you know, you have to pardon me, I can't sit down. I'm menstruating. I'm menstruating right now. I think that's line error, but this is only one part of the solution. You see, this is the mantra of the cultural Marxists. This is the mantra of our modern day communists. It's always only one part of the solution. There's never the time will never come when they would say, we're done now. This is it. We're finished. This is the final step in our progress. There's always going to be one more step. This is only one part of the solution. And what a huge part it is, a menstrual blood emoji. I mean, even if you think these things they've rattled off here, which are just stupid. I mean, if you're living in a refugee camp, I think your maxi pad supply is probably fairly low on your list of concerns. That's just me. But the fact that if they think these things they've rattled off here is, you know, right, like on the same level as a blood drop emoji to represent menstruating. I don't even know what that says about the way they view these things. It's just all complete clown world nonsense. And at some point in time, you have to not try to make sense of it, because there is no making sense of insanity. It'll make you crazy. You sit around and try to figure out, because we're wired, we're programmed to try to logically figure out a way to make sense of things. But when you're looking at something that's like utter insanity, at some point in time, you have to accept the fact that there is no making sense of it, because it'll just start making you insane trying to figure it out, because there is no figuring out. There is no sanity to it. This is our clown world cultural insanity.
I mean, what the hell is a period-friendly toilet? I mean, what is it? What makes it friendly to periods?
I'm thinking a porta potty. That's the only thing I could come up with, because I guess it wouldn't matter if you threw them in there, you know, because a regular flush toilet, you better not be throwing your feminine waste products in there. It'll plug it up, you know. Yeah. So I'm thinking porta potty.
Yeah, I think you might be right there. You're also right about them always saying, well, we've got a long way to go yet, but they always say we've got a long way to go yet until we've reached full equality, full diversity. And of course, they're saying we've got a long way to go yet before we eliminate period poverty. Apparently, it will not stop until we fix the toxic trio of affordability of products, lack of education, and period shame. We hope this emoji helps to keep the conversation going. Period shame. I mean, I thought this was a joke at first, this period poverty and period shame stuff. I can remember seeing an alt-right meme a few years ago of some woman running a marathon and saying she was striking a blow against the patriarchy by running a marathon while she was having her period and not using any sanitary products. And she arrived there at the finishing line covered in blood, basically. It was a disgusting picture there. And I thought that was a joke. I thought that was some kind of parody. And now I'm starting to question it. I mean, as you pointed out before we went on air, Grandpa, I mean, you just can't parody this stuff anymore, because it just becomes real life and it becomes actually what's going on in the world. The software update also includes the introduction of Apple's new deep fusion photography technology, which uses machine learning to take and quickly analyze multiple photos before piecing together the best parts into a single image. So what you got there is, again, you're just giving people a fake version of yourself, a fake photograph of yourself, rather than actually giving somebody or the people you're sending it to the real thing, because people aren't happy with themselves. As much as we talk about progression and equality and all the rest of it, the people are the saddest that they have ever been, especially with their own image of themselves, and this just shows that. And another thing they're introducing is a new privacy control, which enables users to opt out of allowing Apple to store interactions with its voice assistant Siri. Now that's quite sinister, that, because that means right the way up until now, anybody who has been using this voice assistant Siri, everything that they have said has been recorded and stored by Apple for whatever purposes, maybe identification purposes, maybe it could be hacked into, it could be used for voice control. I mean, this is really sinister, these you know, these new devices that they have where you talk to them, I think, because it's recording everything that you were saying. And that's what Apple are doing here. They're admitting that that's what they have been doing. And now they've been forced to introduce something to put a stop to it. But, you know, so what? They've already got all their recordings. They've already got everybody's voice recorded on there. What do you make of these new updates and this toxic trio of products here? Toxic trio of period poverty, Grandpa.
Period poverty. It's period poverty, but the emoji is going to help keep the virtue signaling going. No, it's really, if you're old enough like me, and you know, you remember, like, you read these stories. And decades ago, I mean, honestly, this could have been a Monty Python skit. I mean, it literally could have been. If you were back in like the 70s or 80s, this could have been a Monty Python skit. And people have been like, oh, that's so absurd. That's so ridiculous. There's no way, you know, I mean, oh, you know, but here we are. Here we are in clown world talking about period poverty. It's parody is becoming, it's becoming impossible because today's parody is tomorrow's reality and tomorrow's celebration of progress and diversity. I read this, you know, you read this part here. They quickly analyze multiple photos before piecing together the best parts into a single image for what will in the future be facial recognition technology that they're working on, no doubt. Like these, you know, there's their assistant, Siri, Amazon has Alexa, Google has their deal. And I cannot believe people buy this shit and put it in their homes. I really, there was a story sometime back, and I think it was about the Amazon version of Alexa. And they openly were talking about how they've recorded people talking about random stuff. They've recorded people like having sex. They've recorded all of this stuff. Oh, but they said, no, it's anonymous. We don't know who the people are. But, oh, okay. But you're fine with them listening into your personal conversation because supposedly they don't know who you are. I'm sorry. I'm not buying. I cannot believe people like invite this monitoring into their homes, all for what? So, because they're too lazy to push a button now. You want to be able to say, you know, Siri, turn on the TV. Yeah, because a remote control is not enough. You're so lazy now, you want to be able to tell a box to do it for you. That's the world that we live in, and people apparently are just fine. This whole thing about, you know, analyzing your photos, and people, you know, hey, yeah, look here, I make myself, it'll make me look better, and they never think of, you know, the ramifications. And you don't have to be in conspiracy world for that stuff. They've done these things so many times before. When they came out with Siri, when they came out Alexa, they tell people, oh, by the way, it's recording everything you say. No, people thought it was like turned off, and then like when you said your keyword, it turned itself on. They didn't realize it was recording it all the time. Well, now they openly admit it because people are just adjusted to it. And we're at the point now that the sheep will just accept anything. They'll say it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter whether they put out a ludicrous story like Epstein killed himself. People don't care. They'll accept it. And if they don't accept it, who cares? They aren't going to do anything about it. What are you going to do? And yeah, so this idea that it analyzes your photos to piece together the best parts just because they want you to have a really nice picture of yourself, they totally won't use that for their facial recognition program that they're probably no doubt working on for intel agencies and such in the future. Don't worry, just clown on and post your menstrual blood emoji.
Yeah, of course, we talked about it before, haven't we, about these facial recognition systems. It's bound to be linked up with that. Well, next week, we won't actually have any Daily Nationalist next week. We've got another five-part series for you, which will begin on Monday, that I think you will enjoy. It's actually a remixed classic Radio Aryan. I'll leave it as a surprise for you until you actually hear what it is. There won't be any Daily Nationalist next week. We will be back the week following. Plus, we're also going to have some big changes at the website next week. We're going to be rebranding as Radio Albion. And there are quite a few reasons for this. We want our stuff to be able to be cited by Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, who's always had difficulty with the name Radio Aryan. We would like to get more academic guests, which we think we'll probably be more likely to do, calling it Radio Albion. And Radio Aryan seems to have outlived its usefulness. We started off as Radio Stormer, and that was 5 years ago. Then we Radio Albion. It's actually 4 years this month that we've been Radio Aryan for. So we're going to change to Radio Albion next week, probably be around Wednesday or Thursday. I'm hoping everything is going to go okay. If you have difficulty finding the website, just type in Radio Albion, but hopefully we'll be able to get it fixed so all the old Radio Aryan links point to the new name of Radio Albion. And also we'll be taking on some new hosts, which I'm particularly excited about, which I think you listeners are really going to appreciate as well. So thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. We will be back in a week on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
Radio Aryan. Radio. Dot.